This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden appears to be boosting his goal for getting Americans vaccinated during his first 100 days in office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Weeks, the president's been aiming for 100 million shots in 100 days and facing criticism for not aiming high enough, since the U.S. has been exceeding a pace of a million doses a day over the last week. Now,
1.5 million a day.
He's predicting widespread vaccine availability by the spring and by the summer.
We're going to be well on our way to heading toward herd immunity.
About 6% of the U.S. population has received at least one vaccine dose. Less than 1% has been given both doses. The nation's been seeing lower COVID-19 case and death counts recently, but even as some areas ease restrictions, experts are warning more contagious variants could lead to more surges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden has been thrown into a high-wire act with Russia as he seeks to toughen his administration's stance against Vladimir Putin while preserving room for diplomacy in a post-Donald Trump era. The relationship is sure to be different from the one Putin had with Trump. Press inquiries in yesterday's briefing included the weekend protest in Moscow over the imprisonment of Alexei Navalny. This is White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
On Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny.
Mr. Biden says he's going to call Putin out for the weekend crackdown on supporters of Navalny, but also the charges that Russian security services were behind a recent massive cybersecurity breach and allegations that Russia offered the Taliban bounties to kill American troops in Afghanistan. This is VOA News.